that I never knew. I've been singing about my home, New Jersey, part two. Couldn't fit all of Jersey in just one song. Like the Jets, Freehold Raceway, and Lake of Hackle. Jersey's my home. On the Appalachian Trail, fly over Ocean City in a parasail. You can hunt, you can fish, see a rodeo. Got some great spots to take it a show. Jersey's my home. State makes me happy.
Here we are in the great state of New Jersey, the Seashore Edition. Kate Delaney, happy as always to be with all of you across this great country. One thing, by the way, they left out in that song was the terrific Wawa coffee. I'm not paid to endorse Wawa coffee, but let me tell you, I'm going to take a sip right now. I know all you coffee lovers can appreciate my struggle to find great coffee, and for some reason, Wawa coffee is absolutely hands down the best. Some of you have sent me suggestions about Green Mountain or Dunkin' Donuts has great coffee or 7-Eleven has great coffee, or even some of you are willing to pay $20 a cup for Starbucks mud-like coffee. Not me. I have tried Starbucks every which way I can, and I don't like their coffee straight up. Every time I go in, I'm hoping they're going to come up with a lighter version, a robust but lighter version, but I can't seem to find it. So all of you on the third shift listening to me and the others who are insomniacs and whatnot can appreciate, I think, my love for coffee and trying to find the good cup. So far, Wawa, hands down, and that is in the great state of New Jersey. And that's where we're broadcasting from right now. It's actually starting to rain, and other people across the country can relate to those storms because there were some horrible storms during the day and actually last night that hit the Midwest, especially parts of the Northeast. Lots of high winds and lightning. You know, I like lightning as long as you're in a decent place to watch it. I don't like lightning when you're stuck somewhere and it's all around you and then the rain starts to pour down. You know what I'm talking about. I know all of you have been in this at least once in your life, the sheets of rain where you can't see anything out the window and you try desperately all those little hints your friends have said to do, what really works with the windshield wipers or whether or not you should put your brights on depending on what time of day it is. And maybe you should just pull over to the side of the road, but sometimes that can be dangerous. You know the story. And some of you listening to us in upstate New York, especially, tornadoes, were saying earlier that they saw some funnel clouds. And at one point, there was a continuous stretch, pretty much, of thunderstorms, lightning, all that kind of stuff, that rolled through Oklahoma to New Jersey. And the National Weather Service is saying they still got warnings in Kentucky and Virginia and Arkansas, Maryland, and some of the points in between. When you see those trees bending sideways, backwards, and all over the place, yeah, that's, you know that you're in trouble then. And that was some of the descriptions I read. In a place called Belmar, New Jersey, they were talking about the storms being incredibly intense and sending out emergency crews and whatnot. The big thing is with the storms, besides the trees and what can happen there, is the fact that you have energy knocked out. About 100,000 people, I guess, in Pennsylvania lost electricity, and, you know, around 10 o'clock or so. And the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, actually threw out a press release saying there were about 95,000 customers that didn't have power in New York. But it's the lightning storms that people are talking about and the wind storms, like the straight-line winds that come through, that's when it's nasty. I mean, that's when things really start to fly. Speaking of nasty, Taxmageddon, we're going to talk about it in our next segment. We've got a terrific guest to come on and really analyze what it means for you, what's happening, all these conversations about taxes and the Bush tax cuts and what happens if they expire in January and whatnot. What does that mean for you and your household when you sit down and you try to figure out this mess next time around, which actually isn't too far away, because you figure we're, what, 6 months to the end of the year. And if you like to plan ahead, this might give you a couple of different suggestions on how you can do that. But planning ahead is never the name of the game, it seems, in Washington, D.C. So the legislative folks are duking it out on what to do with the taxes. The president says, listen, the Republicans need to get on board. Take a listen.
The only thing that is going to prevent the vast majority of Americans from not seeing a tax increase next year is if the House doesn't act. I would urge the House of Representatives to do the right thing.
John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, says that he'd meet with the Democrats to end this massive standoff. He promises that he would sit down and do that in, you know, by Friday. So he was on one of the Fox shows. I happened to catch little snippets of that in flipping around. You know, I'm a big flipper. So, and I heard him say that that's what he was going to do because he doesn't want to risk any kind of an income tax hike, as Obama said there, for any Americans in January. And, of course, the biggest stake in this is the reduced tax rates that were put in place, as you know, during the Bush administration. But they'll shoot back up if Congress and the president, of course, has signed it. If it does, if they don't do something by the end of the year, I think both sides want to see lower tax rates. But the Democrats are saying we're not mobile when it comes to the top earners. So people who are making, you know, $250, that's the magic number, are going to have to pay more if the House agrees to play. But they're not. I don't think they're going to do it. I think we're going to see some kind of a compromise here. Not sure. Maybe that number goes up. I'm not sure what Boehner will come away with in that meeting, because the president has said he's going to reject anything that doesn't increase rates for people that make more than the $250,000 or what they're calling the number, the top 2% of American households anyway. All right, besides the argument over taxes, and like I said, we're going to get to that in our next segment, how it affects you. Another thing that we're going to talk about this hour is something that all of us worried about. Many of you blew out the phone lines here on America Tonight over the whole Dreamer policy thing. So now what ICE is saying and what Border Patrol people are saying is that this idea of the Dreamer policy just is not working out. And flat-out union folks that represent the immigration people are saying that they're ignoring, you know, what's happening is they're ignoring the law and they're allowing illegal immigrants to just exploit the system. Gee, you think? Do we think this was going to happen? Of course it was going to happen. Nothing was ever put into place that could really work, because how are these immigrants going to avoid detention without any proof with the whole Dreamer thing? Where are they getting the proof of this, and how are you going to implement that? We'll get to that later, the nuts and bolts of it. Coming up next, Taxmageddon. Get ready. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Saying death and taxes. Nobody likes to hear the word taxes. That's why the politicians fight tooth and nail to claim that they're not the ones that are going to jack with the tax code or the system, but get ready for Taxmageddon, because it's coming to a neighborhood soon near you. How many of you are going to have a higher tax bill in 2013? And are you prepared to pay that bill? Are you prepared for the things that you'll need to know when you're actually going through your taxes? And since, you know, we're 6 months to the end of the year, it's never too early to start planning so you don't feel the pinch and that horrible thing that happens in the pit of your stomach when you actually go to get those taxes done. Mark Stever, the Chief Tax Officer with Jackson Hewitt, joins us here on America Tonight. We've talked with him before, actually, when taxes were being done back in April. So it's fun to have you back on the show. Thanks for joining us, Mark.
Great to be here. Good evening.
So I'm sure, when you're off somewhere at a party, you have to be the most popular guy to be cornered, to be asked about, geez, what can I do with my taxes? What am I going to do with what they're talking about in Washington? Do people ask you all the time about the loopholes and the code and what does it mean for them?
It does come up quite a bit. It's arguably the single largest financial transaction in most people's, year. And, people are hypersensitive to it these days as the economy continues to struggle. So anywhere that they can look to, improve their situation, make their refunds a little larger, save some taxes next year, it's always a good topic. And it doesn't just have to be someone who does taxes all the time. These types of conversations are taking place between everyone, not just in April, not just when you get that W-2. Especially the prudent investors today. I think Americans have become a lot more savvy and a lot more sensitive, and they recognize that to have a better tax situation, you need to act on it. So right now, in the middle of the summer, you're right, it's not really the normal tax issue, but with all the, activity between the election and Taxmageddon, as you pointed out, These discussions are going on, and people are always interested in saving an extra dollar, you know, planning for next year, especially if it's not something overcomplicated, which is my general advice to people. There's no magic silver bullet anymore. The tax code is very complex. You have to chip away at it and take every advantage you can, and you can't start too early.
Yeah, you know, talk about taking advantage of everything you can. Do you tell people to sit down and map out their life and remember what's happened? Like, did they adopt a child? There's tax breaks there. How about if you get a house, a new job, related expenses to that? And I'm sure there's a plethora of other things. Do you tell people to sit down and think about that first?
Well, it's funny. It's a great point. You hit on a couple of great tenets there. And part of one of the things we put out was kind of an alert last week or a press release saying now's the time to start thinking about it, because people always say, what's your big tax tip? You know, whether it's in tax season or right now. And what I tell most folks is that, quite frankly, some of the biggest tax savings and some of the biggest tax impacts come not from tax legislation, although we're certainly sitting on a bounty of those this upcoming year and even this year and next year. But most of the tax changes that happen to people, good and bad and mostly good, happen to do with life changes in your life. And it's not so much the got married or got divorced or had a baby. Those are pretty common, as well as buying a house. But, you know, the more subtle life changes of losing a dependent who ultimately became independent and moved out, or your income level changed up or down and you may now qualify for a tax benefit that you have not historically, or a life change of going back to school or being displaced from your job and becoming self-employed, which completely changes your tax landscape and the types of records and documentation and things you keep track of. So those life changes are critical to watch for. And that's why, again, we kind of are talking about this topic and why we put it out the article. Mid-year is a great time to reflect on a host of things. One, to kind of get a barometer on what your situation is and what your tax profile is and whether your withholdings are large or your refund's going to be similar. But more importantly, it's a good time to, you know, keep it simple, but take note of what's happened so far in your year from a life change perspective and what you're anticipating the rest of the year. And then, you know, kind of taking a mid-year check of it and then putting those documents or putting that analysis or putting those notes, whatever you want to do, and I always recommend keeping it simple, but putting that aside so that next year when your tax situation comes up in January or April, you're not scrambling to remember everything that happened all year long. You can look back at this small piece of paper that you spent a half an hour on a Saturday doing and said, you know, we did have this happen and I did do this or I did do that, and it helps improve your tax situation. I've seen it time and time again.
Yeah, it's interesting you talk about the withholding. I'm always stunned by this, how people forget, they don't remember what they put until the end of the year. So I bet you're advising people that one of the things you do is look at your W-4, am I right?
Absolutely, and that's really, you know, that's probably the key action item. A lot of this is not something that you need to rush out or have an analysis performed by a CPA or a tax attorney. I always recommend to everyone, and I do it myself, it's not something that's over-elaborate. Just take your last year tax return, or find last year's tax return is usually a bit of a challenge for some people. Take that June 30 pay stub, or at least your June 30 activity up to that point. You've had a few jobs, or you're self-employed, or a combination, you know, take that half a year of information, double it, you know, June 30 is halfway through the year, and then start in the margin of that last year tax return, writing in the numbers that would represent a full year amount, and just kind of ballpark in to see what's the same and what's not the same. And if things are mostly the same, then your situation will probably end up being largely like it was last year. If you owed, you'll probably owe again. If you're getting a big refund, you'll probably get a refund again. But the point is, and an excellent point that it is if you're getting a big refund, just like you did last year, one, that's comforting, but perhaps you might want to adjust your withholding, adjust that W-4, and for your listeners who are not aware, that's the form that determines how much withholding you have on each paycheck. But you can adjust that down a little. I don't recommend taking it all at once, and reduce some of that refund for next year and get the money now if you need it. Alternatively, if you found that you owe this year, as you did last year, and it was a struggle to write that big check, unpleasant though it might be, you might consider adjusting your W-4 and putting a few dollars more aside each paycheck so that you don't have to write that big check in April, and take a little bit of a hit each time now, as you said, for the next 6 months. So adjusting your W-4 is really the key action item for kind of evaluating where you are right now. But now's a good time. You have plenty of time left in the year. But you need to do something just to understand where it is and not just go with chance or hope or, you know, maybe it'll work out. It's not as fixed as you might think in terms of your outcome for next year's tax return, but it certainly will be if you don't do anything.
Yeah, I like that. Don't rely on chance or hope. Okay, we keep talking about this word taxmageddon, and that's because we don't know what's going to happen with the Bush tax cuts, for example, the fiscal cliff we keep hearing about that we're going to fly over January 1st, but that will definitely change a lot of people's fates and fortunes when it comes to taxes. So when someone asks you about that, you know, it's going to mean that there's going to be the loss of deductions. What are some of the things that you could lose in those deductions?
Well, you know, the word taxmageddon has been kind of hyper-used of late, but it really is the culmination or the combination of several events which are unique in our history. We've not really had so many of these things happen, and I'll keep it at a high level for your listeners. But basically, you've got some provisions within the tax code that are expiring, and they expired back on January 1st of 2012, so they're kind of already gone. And there are tax benefits that taxpayers have gotten really accustomed to getting and using. There's the tuition and fee deduction. There's a teacher out-of-pocket expense deduction. There's a couple of other elements, one of them associated with the alternative minimum tax that makes it more pervasive. And historically what's happened is the Congress and their impotent wisdom ultimately, you know, reflect on it and pass the patch or retroactively put the benefits back into place. Well, this year they've not been able to get to an agreement on that yet. So for many taxpayers, they've lost some benefits for even the current tax year. And those are what we call the extender provisions and include a couple of those items. So many taxpayers may have already lost some benefits for this year that they may have expected to be, you know, put back into place, in many cases retroactive to the first of the year, and they wouldn't have noticed it. Well, so far that's not happened, and, you know, with the political gridlock that's currently going on, it's not likely that's going to happen until after the election. Second of three elements has to do with what they call the Bush tax cuts, and those are some tax benefits that affected a variety of Americans. You've seen the agreement on the regular taxpayers, but not the high-income taxpayers. The point being, those are 2013 implications. So for taxpayers who are watching that element of the taxmageddon, you know, that's a 2013 hit that taxpayers are going to take. Mm. Again, some of these benefits that are enjoyed by a variety of taxpayers are not put back into place.
Sure.
They don't affect 2012 so much, but 2013. And the third part is the alternative minimum tax. That's also come to play because it's had a bunch of provisions change. Again, for 2012, without a fix, more people are going to, you know, pay that. The expectation was that some of this would be fixed and fixed retroactive. That's just not been done yet, and everybody's waiting until the election to see how that turns out.
Yeah, no kidding. Great way to end this. Mark, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again down the line.
Great. You have a wonderful evening, and we'll talk to you soon. But watch for the end of the year. It certainly will be a wild ride.
I agree. Thank you.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com. and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Many people have heard our ads on the benefits of truly undamaged whey protein, but they still do not believe there can be such an immense difference between damaged whey and undamaged whey. So I'd like to direct your attention to the comparative photos of 2 cows. Please go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, and download the free report on the miraculous health benefits of unheated whey. In this report is a website address that shows the comparative photos of 2 cows. The cow fed cooked milk looks sick compared to the cow fed raw milk, which looks healthy. After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, most protein powders do not impress me as to either taste or health benefits. Now I know that not all protein powders are created equal, and One World Whey surpasses my fondest expectations in both taste and health benefits. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Because it is our Olympic medal count, your chance to win some awesome prizes from America tonight. All you have to do is guess the amount of medals you think the USA will win in this year's Olympic Games in London, England. So the overall amount, plus, if you want to do it this way, you can break it down as well, gold, silver, and bronze. So 4 different ways to win. It's like a super, super scratch-off, only you don't have to pay for it. Hey, speaking of the Olympic Games, how about Mitt Romney? What was he thinking? Mitt Romney is, of course, connected with the Olympics because he saved the Salt Lake City Olympics, and not very many people dispute that. He did come in when they were being squeezed financially with bribe problems and all kinds of nonsense, and it looked like they were really going to be in the bankruptcy, deep into the bankruptcy area for putting on those games in Salt Lake, but he patched things up. In London, he has been speaking in a couple of different places. He met with Tony Blair, the former prime minister and whatnot, and for the second day in a row during his travels, he doesn't understand the British media. They are like wild, rabid dogs. You say something, they're going to hang on to it like a bone forever. And what he said was, he suggested that London's preparations for the 2012 Summer Olympics were disconcerting. He did an interview that actually was on NBC News and said that he didn't think London was ready for the Games. In fact, the quote was, you know, it's hard to know just how well it will turn out, of course. Then he went on to say, and this was the damaging part, that there are a few things that were disconcerting. The stories about the private security firm not having enough people, whoops. The supposed strike of the immigration and customs officials, whoops. And obviously, that's something which isn't encouraging. And I would have to agree with them. It's not good timing for that. Oh, we don't have enough security people, and there's a big bullseye on London? Gee, this should be interesting, huh? So it made huge headlines. Every single website, every single newspaper, everywhere, 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 everywhere. And Romney, who was meeting even with the current Prime Minister, David Cameron, he had, kind of nasty comments back about what Romney said. And what is he going to do? He's the Prime Minister. Of course he's going to say that. This is his baby. And pretty much went on after hearing about Romney's comments to say, we're holding an Olympic Games in one of the busiest, most active, bustling cities anywhere in the world. Of course, it's easier if you hold an Olympic Games in the middle of nowhere. Ooh, I think he was talking about Salt Lake City. And, of course, the comment is that. It's a reference to Salt Lake City, that if you're in the middle of nowhere, gee, it's probably easy. But listen, buddy, this is England. This is London. This is not some Salt Lake City. So how about that? And when he came out after talking with Cameron Romney, there was about 100 reporters that were, you know, that rabid dog pack I was talking about, waiting outside of the Prime Minister's office. And immediately, he just, Romney went into the, I'm going to kiss a little butt over here in England, and he talked about how the games would energize millions of people in the city and how nice it was to look out the back windows of number 10 Downing Street, which is the Prime Minister's digs, to see an Olympic venue right in the heart of London, and then said that it's all about imagination and organization, and he thinks there'll be highly successful, whoops, and then talked about a few things need to be ironed out. Yep, and thanks to NBC News, he was in the middle of his own little storm, shall we say. All right, so we've talked about taxes here at the beginning, and that's the big tug of war in Washington. Nothing has happened yet at this point. I already mentioned that Boehner says he's going to meet with the Democrats. What kind of compromise is going to be struck there? I don't think they're going to come up with one. I can't even imagine, as much as I've thought about this and talked to people about it. I don't see it. I don't think they're going to come up with anything. They'd have to change that number because the president has said he's not going to sign anything that if that's over to 150,000. And if he is sticking to his guns, and he will, then where's the leverage? Where's the room to maneuver under that? I absolutely don't see it. I mentioned the storms that hit the Northeast, the fact that power was knocked out, trees bent backwards, New Jersey got hit, other parts of the Northeast and the Midwest did too. But, you know, when this happens, when you have these lightning storms and these strong winds, also what happens is flights are canceled. So if you're a traveling man or woman, you might want to make sure that you check to see if your flight's still going, because with the power outages and whatnot, and with the hail that fell, it changed down some flights for sure. And when I'm talking about flights, we're talking about, you know, flights that were going to LaGuardia in New York. There were lots of delays in Baltimore, Boston, Chicago. I already mentioned New York, Philadelphia, D.C. And when that happens, that can affect the next day's flights, too, as well, as they try to get caught up on it. And, boy, what I understand is it was, I think one of the things I saw with the National Weather Service that I didn't mention, because I'm just fascinated by the whole hail thing, the hail that they said, they had hail, they had wind gusts of 80 miles an hour, they had lightning all over the place,
fallen down from the sky like candy canes at Christmas on a tree, falling off the tree. And with that, with the trees falling down and the power outages, this was all in, like, Westchester County, just slightly north of New York. So nasty stuff there in Chappaqua and some other places. That's the train. They have a train. It's called the Metro North, and it goes all the way up north of Chappaqua and out of the city. And I bet you there was massive delays there because there was the biggest number of cancellations for flights was in LaGuardia in New York City. The worst. You make your flight. You're ready to go. You get to the airport. You just want to get out of New York. You're going back to Cincinnati, Ohio, or somewhere in Illinois, going to Ottumwa, Iowa, and you can't get that flight. And you're just waiting, and there's nowhere to go. I mean, you're pretty much trapped at the airport because you're waiting to see if you can get re-racked and get on another flight. But I think a lot of people probably ended up having to spend another night in the city since a lot of that happened so late in the day. I also talked about the fact that we're going to have that Olympic challenge, our medal challenge, and I hope a lot of you will definitely participate in it, because not only will you win some great prizes, but you'll have bragging rights, plus it gives you more reasons to watch the game, and there's that American pride thing. So keep the number handy. I'm going to give it to you now, because I always want you to flip in your 2 cents anyway. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. Other things that I mentioned at the top, and I want to give you the payoff on this, and this isn't shocking. This was the whole problem with the idea of what are we going to do about our immigration problem. I know. Let's have this pathway to citizenship that really isn't a pathway to citizenship, and we're going to call it the Dream Act, and then we're going to re-rack it, because the Dream Act is not going so well, so we'll come up with a different name for it. But the bottom line is that the people in the front lines, the ICE people, the Immigration Customs Enforcement, of course, that's who's out there, and the Border Patrol people, are saying that the illegals are taking massive advantage of this new directive. And you know what the new directive is? That undocumented people who came to the U.S. as kids could stay in the country, then they apply for these work permits that they could get, you know, apply for work. And what's happening instead is it allows some of the people coming in illegally to avoid detention. They're not being held without any proof. They don't have any proof. So they're benefiting under this new Dream Act proposal, which Congress hasn't passed, but has already been, because of executive order, has already been partially implemented, and this is affecting, you know, anywhere from 800,000 to a million people, supposedly. And this is how it works. Somebody stopped, and the orders are, if an alien says they went to high school, then they're let go. So they learn that, and it's passed through the system. Just say you went to high school. And officers say that there's no burden for the person who's illegal to prove anything. So why do they have any, what they're saying is, the unions are saying, why does the Department of Homeland Security have criteria at all if there's no requirement or you don't have to prove anything on the part of the person? Because why wouldn't you say that? Why wouldn't you try to run that by them? Absolutely, I went to high school. And they're avoiding arrest that way. And they gave specific examples even. They held a press conference, gave specific examples, including the one immigrant who was facing criminal charges and was let go. He was let go. And what the officers are saying is they're afraid, the ICE people and the Border Patrol people, are afraid that they'll be let go if they, you know, don't do their jobs the way it is now. So the way it is now is there's nothing on the proof side. Nothing on the proof side. So this is like the fast track for anyone who should be deported. They just say they went to high school. Ridiculous. Of course, another fumbled, dropped ball when it comes to immigration. What do you like as far as what you think the Department of Homeland Security should really be doing? 855-266-KATE.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand-grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. Kate Delaney, looking out at all those nooks and crannies, some of you dealing with the aftermath of the storm. Sorry about that, especially if you have those trees or the hail damage thing. I've been there with the hail damage, had a car that was just massacred by hail. And then, you know, you have to do that whole thing where you go and how much damage, and you call the insurance company, and then you go and you take it in, and then it takes a couple of days. And usually with hail damage, because it cuts a wide swath. I mean, it's not the hail just dumping on your house or your car. It's entire neighborhoods. So that means that you've got backups and you're driving around in these dented cars. I didn't grow up with hail. I hardly remember ever seeing hail as a kid. And now I can actually say when people described hail as golf ball sized, I thought they were exaggerating, and they're not. I've even seen baseball-sized hail. Luckily, it didn't hit my car, hit anything of mine, but I've actually seen it. So I knew it was real. I feel your pain if that's happened to you, or if you had a tree problem where maybe the tree smashed into the house or down on the cars, because I understand there's lots of people dealing with that. The other big thing that we haven't talked about that's worth bringing up here as we head for the fences
for this hour anyway, of America Tonight, is the week was spent, a big chunk of the week was really spent talking about guns here on this show, and I'm sure across America at dinner tables, over fences, and really was the buzz in the backyard. And this is because of what happened in Aurora, Colorado. The checks that the FBI is getting, the background checks, have gone up almost 50% out of Colorado. And I think when the statistics come out for the rest of the country, they probably jumped up too. There was something that made people, the hair on your back of your neck or your arm stand up when you heard about what happened in the movie theater. So then there was the big conversation about guns in general and assault weapons too. And I think I have talked about these numbers, but it's worth mentioning again, there was a Gallup poll comparing things. There was a Gallup poll that was done back in 1990. Seems like light years ago, doesn't it? 78% of the people who were surveyed then said laws covering the sale of guns should be stricter. 19% said they should stay the same or be loosened. That was 1990. 2004, now this is after 9/11, tougher laws dropped to 54%. And in last year's poll, 43% said they should be stricter. 55% said they should stay the same or be made more lenient. So when things like that massacre in Colorado happen, people start to think more about, yeah, maybe I need to own a gun, or, hey, I'm not going to mess with anyone's right to have a gun. And that's where the conversation goes. And it also goes to the control side of things, too, as well. So the president was tagged with saying that, you know, there should be stricter gun rules in the wake of what happened in that movie theater massacre. So on the Hill, this was part of the buzz. And even their top Democrats were saying, whoa, there is no time to fit in another gun control debate. The Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, asked Thursday by tons of reporters about Obama's remarks on gun control on Wednesday. He said that the Senate's schedule is so packed, there's no room for any kind of firearm legislation discussion, and that maybe it's an issue next year, you know, that wasn't going to happen. So the president made the statement, but was pretty vague on what he wanted to see enacted when he actually talked about it in a speech to the National Urban League. He just talked about the belief in Americans' right to own guns, but singled out assault rifles that were better, this was his quote, were better suited for the battlefield. Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, added some clarification upon further review. Here's what they were saying out of the White House on Thursday.
President Obama has called for common sense measures that protect the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens and improve public safety by keeping guns out of the hands of those who should not have them under existing law.
Yeah, that's a big old two-step. We're in the middle of an election year. We don't have time to debate this on the Hill, and we're not going to really talk about guns beyond how sorry we are as to what has happened in Colorado. The ultimate I want to get rid of guns guy is Michael Bloomberg, the New York City mayor, who is very vocal in calling for more restrictions. I mean, this is his thing, and this upsets the people in New York who believe that they should have the right to conceal and carry, and they should have the right to have guns if they want them in looser laws. But I don't think you're ever going to see that happen there, especially with Bloomberg in the picture anyway. And now we know that in this attack, because this led to the whole assault discussion, assault rifles, that in the attack last Friday in Aurora, he had a shotgun. James Holmes had a shotgun, a semi-automatic rifle, and a handgun, and another handgun in his car. But all of those guns were purchased legally, including the rounds of ammunition. Same thing. They were all purchased legally. So would stricter gun laws make it tougher for a supposed gunman, a would-be gunman, a psychopath, to carry out similar attacks like that one in a theater? I think it's just about publicizing or politicizing the whole massacre, because I don't believe so. And many of you have called in and said that. If somebody wants to do something, there are certainly other weapons, other things they could use that would be just as deadly versus the guns anyway. And if that's the intention, then that'll happen. Look at the suicide bombers. Look at terrorists and what they've used. Not guns. It's not guns that were used to bring down the towers or the Pentagon or the plane that ended up in that field in Shanksville. That wasn't about guns. And in the Middle East, we see this all the time, where somebody's jimmy-rigged, booby-trapped themselves, and they, you know, kill tons of people when they set themselves off, when they're the human bomb, or they use a children or whatever. I think the thing is that somebody who is mentally unbalanced shouldn't, you know, these checks should be as good as possible. They shouldn't be able to get a gun as easily. That makes sense to me. But there's no way you can 100% across the board say that you can guarantee the safety of anyone in these public places anyway. There's absolutely no way. I mean, wouldn't it be great if you could? If we all lived in a bubble. and that's not the way it works. Of course, you're vulnerable in public places. You know, period, end of story. And certainly this isn't the last we're going to discuss this on America Tonight. I said next week we have several great guests that are coming on to talk about the issue of guns, the issue of using them, knowing how to use them, what is happening in the world of self-defense, and what are some things that you can do to be more aware in public, more discussions about that, being a little bit more cautious, not fearful and not living in fear, but just being a little cautious when you go to certain places and really take in your surroundings more to know what you're seeing around you, what you see that might look a little bit strange. And trust me, there are some things that you can do. Some of them are very, very obvious, and they have to do with time. What time of day, where you are, where you're parking, what you have in your arms. You know, are you falling down with so many things in your hands that you can't even see around you, that kind of stuff. If you have any thoughts on the show, you know what to do. Go to the website, americatonight.net, click on contact, and shoot me your thoughts.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.